Dave Quest is the Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good to be with you.
Is marriage still relevant?
Marriage is still very relevant today, actually. When we track marriage and we look at success in society, we actually know that children do best in a married situation with their mom and dad. We know that you live longer and healthier if you're married. You actually live wealthier if you're married. You have lower levels of mental and health problems, substance abuse and anxiety problems. In fact, divorce is the number two reason for depression in society today. So marriage is very important, and we need to note as well that marriage and cohabitation are two very different things, contrary to what the article that you just quoted from.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that in a minute, but I thought that the source of my wife's anxiety and frustration and headaches was me.
Well, in my case as well. So.
But what you're saying is she probably does know, as I know regarding her, that whatever irritations we visit on one another, we're better off together.
Absolutely. You know, it's an interesting thing about divorce, that if people divorce for happiness because they say, I'm not happy in this relationship, I'm out of here. 5 years later, when we actually track them and say, so are you happier now? They are no happier. In fact, they often are less happy than they were at the time. Couples that stick it through and they find some counseling, and it might be communication skills or it might be a better financial plan for their life or their family life, they look back after 5 years and say, you know, that was a really tough time. It was a really ugly part of our marriage. But you know what? I'm glad I survived that. I'm glad we went through it together, and we are happier now. And in fact, so the people that actually stick it out and don't give up too easy, they are in a happier position in life than those people that give it up and move on to something else.
Well, I'm a person, Dave, who has been divorced, and I've remarried, and am I happy? Yes, I am. But I've also realized as I got older, and as my wife and I have fought through the various battles that couples have to get through personally and as a couple, just with unemployment and the various things that you deal with, I also realized that perhaps that I've been more mature when I got married in the first place. I could have dealt with those problems. My wife and I have dealt with things that were probably worse. And we emerge as a couple of people who are kind of proud of what we've accomplished together in that regard.
Absolutely. And in fact, that leads to one of the strongest points that I would make, actually, is that, well, the province of Ontario is trying to cut some costs and make, quote-unquote, the stress of a divorce easier and less painful. I wish we would be putting more emphasis on how to make marriage stronger, make marriage better at the front end. And that really includes some pre-marriage counseling. There are many really good programs being run by community groups, faith groups, different national and local organizations all across this country, and in fact across North America as well. When we do that, when we learn how to communicate better with our spouse, when we learn how to raise our children, or at least somebody says, how are you going to raise your children when these sorts of situations arise? So we're faced to answer those questions before we actually hit those situations. In fact, we have a stronger marriage and a better marriage. Just as you said, you know, we're more mature, we can affect the outcomes that much better. We teach our kids in high school about driver education and some financial planning and things like that, but we never actually talk about the biggest decision in their lives, and that's their marriage relationship. And so one of the things that we've said is we need to have marriage education in high schools, and before you actually get married, we'd like you to take a little bit of a course here on how you're going to deal with your spouse. I mean, you know, squeezing the toothpaste in the middle going to drive your spouse crazy. Well, that's not a big deal. Let's set that aside.
Yes, it is.
My solution is like two tubes of toothpaste.
Oh, there you go. A lot of couples say there's two sinks, okay?
Absolutely.
But I'm talking to Dave Quest. He's the Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Star tells us today that Statistics Canada is going to stop tracking divorce and marriage rates. They don't think it's that important. Ontario trying to make it easier for people to go through divorce, so I'm asking the question of whether marriage matters. I want to play devil's advocate with you here, though. Dave, you talk about the mental health, the well-being of children and of couples and having a better income, a better future, but if a couple stays together, even if they aren't actually literally married, what difference does it make?
Well, in fact, there is some research specifically on that question. Dr. Jennifer Morse in the University of California has created some really interesting scenarios. And in fact, it's far more than just a piece of paper. It's a bonding between two people that shows a level of commitment that common law most often does not. Now, I've lectured on this in different places, and people said, look, I've been living common law with my spouse for 25 years. And I say, well, you're the exception. You know, there are people like that, there are couples like that, and they are the exception because they've actually moved their marriage or their relationship into a true marriage relationship. But for most couples, the common law relationship doesn't last that long. It lasts for a short period of time, and then they roll over to another monogamous relationship, but it's another common law relationship after that. And so the spouses, we'll call them spouses, they don't feel a level of security in that relationship. And interesting, kids don't feel as secure in those relationships as well. And so they can't put a specific wording around it, but they do understand that there's something different about that relationship from a kid's perspective as well as from the mom and dad perspective as well. So
we hear a difference. I'm sorry, we hear all these numbers about how often people divorce, but I guess if you're not married and you just pack up and go live with somebody else and you're not married, then we really don't hear those numbers.
That's exactly the problem. In fact, I've actually said to Statistics Canada, instead of dropping back these resources or dropping back these stats following, we should be increasing the level of tracking. We should be tracking split-ups for common law marriages. We should be looking at the marriage rates for same-sex marriage and divorce rates for that as well, because that's the next stage of that type of social relationship. We should be continuing to follow all these different relationships because there are outcomes, there are costs. The cost in Canada right now is about $7 billion a year. That's B as in billion. For the cost of marriage breakdown. We did a survey a couple of years ago and came up with that number. It's probably actually even double that. But those are the actual programs that we could track at both the federal and the provincial levels, things like child care and education and housing costs and so on, to track out to what it costs you and I, the taxpayers, to actually support single-parent families that are victims of a family breakdown.
Well, you said it should be taught in high school. I'm going to check traffic here, Dave Quist, and then ask you what you think that course would look like. I'm talking to Dave Quist, Executive Director, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. This is In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. A couple stories in the news. Ontario making it easier for people to divorce, and Stats Canada telling us they're no longer going to bother spending money keeping statistics on divorce. Lead me to ask the question of whether or not we're becoming a country where we think marriage doesn't matter. Dave Quist is with me, Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and you said, Dave, a little bit ago, you think maybe this marriage is something that should be taught in school. How would you go about doing that?
Well, you know, we often teach kids about driver education, we teach them about sex education, but we don't teach them about marriage itself. MTV, looking at music videos on television, did a survey a number of years ago with their target audience, and the younger age group, the 13 to 17 year olds, said that marriage was important to them. When they looked at the next age group, the sort of the 18 to 21 year olds, they said, yeah, it's important, but I'm not sure if it's going to go there anywhere. So something happens there. What I think a course would look like here in the province of Ontario, or anywhere for that matter, it would actually talk about communication skills, it would talk about relationships and how you're going to be faced with different points of view within that marriage. And how are you going to work your way through to final conclusion when you make a decision on everything from family planning to going on vacation to how are you going to spend your money? And you need to have some budgetary planning as well. That, if our income is X and we're trying to spend it Y, guess what, boys and girls? It's not going to work. We need to have some planning of how we're going to face this as a couple in our relationship as we go from now into the future.
You know, I would do some role-playing exercises. I would say, okay, we're going to pretend that Susie and Johnny are married. And Susie, you realize that there's some problems at home. A couple of the appliances are breaking down, and you need to buy them. And you're going to talk to Johnny about this when he gets home from work. Thankfully, there's the money in the bank to do this, but Johnny has just pulled up on a brand-new motorcycle he spent the money on. Go.
I think that's a wonderful idea because those are real-life scenarios. They actually will happen, and it will go in a how do you meet this? You know, is it confrontation? Are we going to try a solution? Or can we take the motorcycle back and make a real solution here before we spend the money?
Yeah, or are you going to just call your mom in tears?
Or just say, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. If you were role-playing in school and Susie said, I'm out of here, you'd say, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Now what happened?
Yeah, what happened? How did you marry this guy in the first place?
Exactly. And so that comes back to, I think we need marriage education. I think we need pre-marriage counseling where very specific things can be asked by whether it's a faith organization or whether it's a community-based organization that says, okay, here's the challenges you're going to be facing in marriage. How are you you going to deal with these situations? And I think that would go a long ways to lowering our divorce rate, and then the role playing of the divorce courts would actually go down, and that's ultimately what we should be trying to do.
Well, and there are people who will say, hey, come on, this is just a religious thing, I'm not a religious person, why should I participate? I counter that, see what you say, with marriage is not just a religious thing. Marriage is a societal issue. That's why we get married in public.
Yes, and I agree. During the same-sex marriage debates, the whether or not churches should be involved in marriage or just simply as a blessing ceremony came up, and that was an important discussion to have. Marriage is an important role, and religion has an important part of that for many couples. And in fact, many couples that have faith as a part of their family makeup will experience some different benefits than those families that don't have faith in their group or in their marriage will. However, marriage alone doesn't depend strictly on religion. It is a societal value that we are slipping away from. And I go back actually to the late 60s, where we introduced no-fault divorce. Before that time, we can probably say that marriage, divorce was too hard to come by. However, by changing that to making it so easy to come by since the late 60s, we've let the value of marriage slide away. Divorce is often used as the excuse, well, there was no other outcome. Well, in the case of high-conflict marriages where there's alcohol or drug abuse or physical abuse or verbal abuse to the point of emotional destruction,
or cheating, certainly,
those are things that actually exist, and there may be no other outcome other than divorce. Thankfully, those high-conflict marriages actually make up a very small minority of all the marriages that are out there, less than 5 or 6%. And so the other parts of it are people are looking for different things. And so that, if we could say, before the marriage happened, what are we looking for in this marriage? You know, Susie and Johnny, using your example, what are you looking for in a marriage? And if they can sort that out and articulate it clearly, and they say, yeah, we can do that together, then there's room to build something there. But when they're looking at two different things altogether, and those things can't merge, then we have problems. That's actually a situation we have today where couples are getting married much later in life than we did, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. Couples are getting married in their early to mid-30s now, and they've been on a financial track, they're on an education track, and building their own life as an adult for probably 15-plus years. And now we're trying to mesh these two adult lives together where we've already been entrenching ourselves into work patterns and leisure patterns and physical fitness patterns and things like that, and our two patterns don't match, and we're asking for difficulties to come when we're trying to do those together.
Yeah, it's like that country music song. She says, if I go fishing one more time, she's out of here, and you know what? I'm going to miss her. Dave Quist is the Executive Director, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Do you have a webpage?
Absolutely, imfcanada.org. Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, imfcanada.org.
We're going to link it on my page, my blog page at newstalk1010.com. Dave, thanks for this.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Jerry.
All right.